children. Daddy's back. And I'm a little earlier. No jokes, please. How is everybody? See, some of you are already waiting for me. Want the heavy stuff? Yes, it's coming. Don't worry. But next, the most entertainingly titled Lesbian Bed Death. And pretty but mental.
TV. To the peaceful sound of the night, and in your head someone saying, I love you. The journey is only beginning, and still in my mind I can hear someone singing of all of the things that they said life was bringing to you.
We'll be alright with a future before us.
and breathe out. It's a nice little bit of getting you entertained at the start, trying to get you wound up. I hope you're all drinking out there, because I can't. So, vodka, whiskey, Jack, whatever you've got, have a bit of fun tonight and think of me sweltering in this horrible room, because it's too damn hot in here. It's too damn cold out there. And even as a Yorkshireman, I think it's too damn wet. So, yeah. What do we play so? Lots of stuff. Def Leppard. Whatever the hell that was. Oh, yeah, Twisted Sister. Things and stuff. Lesbian Bed Death. Marilyn Manson. What the hell were that lot called? Oh, yes. Dark Star with Lady of Mars. Not like anyone cares, just want to hear more sound. Let's see what we got on the reactions. Play Into Rock. I think it means Intro Rock. Like Van Halen and Jump. Intro Rock. Van Halen. Dude, we grew up in very different lifetimes. My intro was more like Cradle of Filth. It's amazing how many dirty jokes you can get away with in a 7-minute epic of black metal. Lots. The answer is lots of dirty jokes. Right Eye's gonna stop talking and play something else. Can't even remember what this is now.
Mountains.
Julia of South London almost calls it. Thin Lizzy comes to mind, she says. Not quite. It's Gary Moore, apparently. Which, you know, I'd have noticed if I'd kind of tilted my head a few degrees to the right and actually looked at the CD case. But what kind of thing is that? That's just boring and the easy way to do it. And who the hell wants to do that? Because, quite frankly, it shows a lack of imagination. As probably does this track, but hey. You'll never guess who that was. Go on. Probably figure it out in the end. Reactions. We've got music's reactions. How about Song for Europe? That was an old one. Yeah, don't want to sound like an old man, but I have no idea. If Britain's entered something, usually I don't notice unless it's another country and they're using tanks. Oh yeah, William Jackson was asking, am I new? Yes and no. Normally I do Thursdays, later on in the month, third Thursday, but been a few changes around here, so now I'm here, doing this. Normally, it's kind of weird, because normally I'd follow this guy who sort of plays reggae or something, kind of like that, I'm not really quite sure. And he's a lovely bloke and all, and then he comes on, his last song is always, you know, God Bless the Queen and all this kind of thing, and Amazing Grace on everyone and me and that, and then I come in and sling something like this on. I'm glad he's gone by then. I'd feel a bit guilty if he was still around. All right. Jane Needham says to play Black Sabbath for Bev the Rock Chick with a Dick. I have to ask, is that hers or is it a trophy from someone else? Really, do tell me. I want to know. Next.
1, 2...
I'm a rock and rollin' boy.
me around.
We can't play this game anymore, but can we still be friends? Things just can't go.
That was Todd Rundgren with some kind of 70s intermission type music. Think of it like that. Best way. Right, I'm going to play some Led Zeppelin. Nobody asked for it. That's the point, really. Normally by now I've had about a dozen requests to play this or that Led Zeppelin song. So, normally I say no just to be cruel, but now I feel like I ought to. Ask for more stuff as well. Ask for something I've got, that might help. somebody's after Black Sabbath. I ended up actually deleting all that to bring in a whole lot of new music, but, you know, should have thought about that, shouldn't I? Somebody wants me to play Smiths and indie music. Sorry, no. Stay. Hey, baby, when you walk down. That was the Horsehead Union and the Dice of Fate. Later, I have a trailer to play for you lucky people. Nah, you're not lucky. It's awful. Next, Sabbath.
Yeah.
Sabbath, bloody Sabbath. Really predictable, but there you go. Right, what we got? We got 5 minutes left. Not much time, but we're going to play something. Now, are you all looking forward to hearing our trailer at the end of this? I hope so. The answer is yes, Daddy. That was Font with their song mostly taken from Mass Effect. Or possibly the other way around. I don't really care. It was dead good either way. And I finally got to play it after being cut off last time. Yes, it was a little quiet. Believe it or not, somebody has actually taped down the sound controls. I think they heard about my everything should go up to 11 policy and didn't like it. Still, could be worse. Right, I am going to play you and Jingle. Then we'll talk.
Henry Mack, coming to Raiders 2 from Wednesday, June 13th. What time's he on? 8 o'clock. And what's he playing? Ska, punk, retro and new. Everything that's hot. The Henry Mack Show on Raiders 2 from June 13th. 8 o'clock.
Lovely bloke. Shame about the advert. Alrighty then. It is past 9 o'clock. I've gotten away with it. Get your money's worth, that's what I says. Right. I am going away. Have a lovely evening. And remember, it's only a 4-day week. It's already Wednesday. Yes! Of course, what I mean is, enjoy your time at work, you wonderful, hard-working, lunchtime-giving-up, company-loving drones. And we'll see you all again in the sequel, The Desire to Make More Money and Listen to Very Loud, Naughty Music.